Is mainstream science, Greg, doing anything to try to search for Atlantis?
Not in America. No, not here. In fact, so-called mainstream science is doing everything they can to hinder us, and I'm amazed at this. I'm really frustrated. I'm actually angered by some of it, because what we have done since we returned from Bimini, because of what we found, everything we found at Bimini went against what the skeptics have claimed, and the skeptics have done a great job at convincing everyone that the Bimini Road is just natural. In fact, I believed that until 2004. I wrote it in some things before then, and I've said all along, up until 2004, I've said the Bimini Road research is dead. There's nothing else that can be done there. The ARRI needs to quit focusing on it. But I hadn't really looked, and apparently none of the skeptics have ever looked either, because what we found was unexpected. It is man-made. There's no doubt about it. We found so many things, and it all goes against what the skeptics said. I contacted the main skeptics, and when I say skeptics, there's only three geologists that have ever done any work at Bimini. That's it. And those three geologists have gotten mainstream American archaeology to accept everything they've written, except mainstream archaeology hasn't read everything they've written. That's where I found the main problem. And when I confronted the guy with it, his theory totally collapsed, and he told me things I just couldn't believe. And their work was, it's about as shoddy as can be, and they have grossly misrepresented their results. And I've got their specific proof in all this. It's amazing to me. But no, we're not getting any help whatsoever. Bill Donato is as close as it gets to mainstream archaeology, but they don't like him because he's involved in a search for Atlantis.
This attitude from mainstream science, why is it the way it is?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I can go back to the very beginning in this. And if you actually read the reports, there's four major reports that came out. The first one was by a Virginia Beach-based geologist who went to Bimini. He looked at the corners of two blocks. He found that it was limestone, and then he wrote in an article that it's limestone and it's natural. Of course, all rock is natural. The question is it in its natural place? The second one was a geologist who's now with the University of Florida. That's John Gifford. I was communicating with Gifford, but once I sent Gifford our evidence that went against everything he stated in his articles, he just simply quit communicating. Some of the things Gifford wrote, these are just point flat statements. He said there is not a single example at the Bimini Road of one block sitting on top of another block.
And how big are these blocks?
Oh, some of them are 20 by 20 feet.
That's pretty big.
A foot and a half to 2 feet thick.
They're almost like little roads by themselves.
Well, those are the largest ones. Most of them are maybe 10 by 12 feet. Some of them are a bit smaller, but they're fitted together generally in a pattern. They're generally square and rectangular. The formation is 1,600 feet long, the main formation, and it's shaped like an inverted J.
You sure it's not a runway?
No, it's not a runway. It definitely isn't a runway.
An ancient runway.
That'd be a great idea, but I'm certain it's not a runway. Gifford went in, did some work. He did one test. A good dating test. He didn't test the stone this way, but he actually went down into the bedrock right by one of the stones in the Bimini Road. He used the uranium-thorium method of testing the stone, and it dated to 15,000 years ago.
How big? 15,000 years ago?
15,000 years ago.
How big are the gaps between the stones?
That's a great question, because it shows it can't be natural, too. And what happened was we took so much video there. Like I said, I was convinced the skeptics were right. We took all this video, and as I started watching hours of this video, I had to stop it because I kept seeing things, and I'd say, how can that be natural? There are some areas where there's like a 3-foot gap between these monstrous blocks, one after another, and they're in multiple rows. It's about 60, 70 feet wide. So, and it's 1,600 feet long.
Why would they put gaps between the roads unless they separated somehow?
Well, they may have separated some of them on purpose. They did that in the Mediterranean to allow silt to be flushed out. The Phoenicians and the Romans were expert maritime engineers. They could go in, they could figure out the flow of the water. That's why this J is this J formation is perfectly aligned to flush silt out of a harbor that was there. I mean, it's perfectly aligned. There are two associated rows of stone. In fact, you have one of the great photos. It's actually from a video clip on your website,
right,
that leads to the 16-minute QuickTime video.
What's the stuff that's on these stones?
Those stones are limestone. The geologists like to call it beach rock because it sounds like it's a useless sort of rock, but it's limestone. And you got to keep in mind, most of the Great Pyramid is limestone. But what's on it is sand, and there is some coral, and there's some other growth on it. But coral grows everywhere there. There's a lot of coral under it, too.
Did you try digging it off? And is it smooth?
The stones themselves are fairly smooth. One of the things we found there that I did not expect, I had heard that there are some, obviously some stones that were carved that had been dumped there by various boats over the years that passed over it and decided to always dump it there. There's 50, 60, 70 rectangular uniform slabs that are about 2 feet long, or I'm sorry, 2 feet wide and 3 feet long and about 8 inches thick. All six sides on these rectangular slabs are smooth, and there's 50, 60, 70 of them. I tried to count them, and I stopped counting at about 60 because I really couldn't tell if some of them were or not, but there's at least 60, 70, and they're strewn all over the place. Some of them are under big blocks. Some of them we found are not only under the big blocks, but there's two examples. Actually, it's on the ARE's website article where there are stacks of these rectangular slabs under these mammoth square blocks that are leveling these blocks. They're used as prop stones or leveling stones.
This is what I can't understand. If they're part of a road system.
Well, it's not a road. That's just the name that everybody
applies. Okay, so all right.
It's a terrible name, but we're
stuck. It's a horrible name.
Yeah, well, and when it was discovered in 68.
I've been trying to say, if it's a road, why do they have gaps? Because you can't travel on it.
Right.
You can't get across them.
Well, in 68, when they first found it, they were totally perplexed because the guy who found it, an entomologist in Miami, really wasn't familiar with harbors. And he said it looks like the remains of a road or a collapsed wall.
I see. It
became dubbed the Bimini Road.
Okay, in that case, what do you, Greg Little, think this thing
is? That is a harbor works that goes way back in time. Keep in mind that we already know Andros is 4,000 BC, and that's at 8 feet. Bimini Road's at 20 feet, and it goes down further than that, actually.
And what do you think the purpose specifically then was of these stones?
Oh, well, they were part of this giant, the main J part was part of a huge breakwater, and it's a very large harbor area. So ships would come in there, and ships would basically drop anchor and harbor there for a while.